To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
So many of us have lost loved ones to cancer. I've lost my mother, and David, I know you've lost some loved ones as well.
Yes. Yeah.
He's shaking his head.
It's a difficult. No, because it's a difficult thing to even talk about. We've had several people in the family fight the fight, some not successful, and it's a very difficult conversation. And today's guest, I mean, it really hits. I knew this segment was going to be difficult for me. And so our guest today is Angelo Merendino, and he's a famous photographer. He's done work for a lot of big companies, Corbis and Getty Images, which we all know. He's even exhibited in New York, D.C., Italy. I could go on and on with he's been in the New York Times, USA Today, so very, very well known. But the reason I want him on today's show is, you know, he's really sparked an emotion with his photography, but today it goes to another level. And the story he's going to share with us is how he met the love of his life, Jennifer, and then one day they had to fight a fight that neither of them ever expected. I'm stuttering here because nobody even wants to have this conversation, but it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and everyone knows, Lisa, you and I talk about this all the time, of how to remove cancer-causing chemicals from our lives, but it goes beyond all this, and so I wanted to share, or have Angelo share, how he chronicled the life before, during, and after his experience as a caregiver for his wife, Jennifer. So, Angelo, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, David. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me on.
And normally we start very upbeat, and Lisa and I joke around. I don't even know where to begin on this. I kind of need your help. This is just a tough, tough subject, but I know you know this. And so, you know, how do you handle something like this, and how do you get through this? And I'd love to have you help us get the segment started.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is something that isn't an everyday topic, and it's understandable that talking about, say, breast cancer, for example, or someone dying, it's not something that we often talk about because it puts something in our face that we don't want to think about, and that's mortality, and that's understandable. But the reason that we made these photographs and Jennifer allowed me to do this is that when Jennifer's cancer metastasized in April of 2010, we noticed that, you know, most of our family and friends didn't understand how serious Jen's illness had become. And what was happening is that people were falling off the face of the earth, and we needed help. You know, our life was a maze filled with doctor appointments, hospital stays, medications and prescriptions, and it was not a time for people to lose contact with us or to say things like, oh, we just have to be positive, because even though we were positive, you know, we always believed that each new treatment was going to be the one. We had to believe that. You know, Jennifer just wanted to stay alive. So it wasn't about staying positive. It was about people understanding that it was serious. So, you know, it's something that with my photographs, I know that there is a lot of potential to bring up many emotions in people. And my intention isn't to scare people, but it kind of is, because I think it's something that we need to talk about, because people need help. And if we don't know what to do, just like, you know, people didn't know what to do because they weren't in our shoes. And before Jennifer and I experienced this, we really didn't know what to do. So if we don't talk about these things, you know, how can we ever learn and grow as a human race? And but beyond that, I think our photographs are really more about love and life than they are about death and loss. So it depends on what someone wants to take out of all this.
Well, let me just say, you know, what I'm hearing is, because it is a subject none of us want to discuss, and I've had different family members fight it, and, you know, I hate to say it, if you put your head in the sand, you know, you kind of hope it goes away. But what I'm hearing from you is, it's a time you wanted your friends and loved ones to be around, and you may have had some supporting. I don't mean to insinuate some did, some didn't. It's more, you know, for those of us that don't know what to say, from somebody who's gone through it, you are saying it is step up and be there, because your life just does change. You got to take off from work. You have financial issues, not just the cost, but loss of income. You've got the emotional side, the fight, and it's your whole life. I have a friend going through it with her daughter right now, and I just think her whole life overnight changed, as yours did. And I sometimes stutter like I'm doing now. What do you even say? And so I guess just being there is what you're saying, is let people know that you care and help in any way they can. And you know, go ahead.
It's different for everyone. Some people don't want that kind of attention or support, and some people want that. And that's everyone's own choice, which is to be respected. But for us, you know, we wanted people to be there, whether it was sending a text message that says, I love you, I'm thinking about you. Like, little things like that make a huge difference. But you can just ask someone. I mean, you know, it's sometimes you're so overwhelmed if someone comes up to you and says, hey, what can I do for you? It's one more thing that you have to figure out. So, you know, if you know that, well, this person's getting chemotherapy on this day, and he or she is going to be in the hospital for 6 hours, well, then go over and clean the person's apartment, you know, or send over dinner. Do something that, like, imagine going and getting a drug treatment that's just basically killing everything in your body. The last thing you want to do, or sometimes can do, is go grocery shopping, or clean your apartment, or run errands, or make dinner. So you don't always have to know the answer, because I don't know if there is an answer, but what you can't do is stay away from people. You know, we found that one of the things that hurt Jennifer the most was she was dying. And when people would say things like, oh, I just don't know what to say, or when they would keep away, it was hard for her to not feel like, wow, I'm dying and these people can't come see me. What do I really mean to them? And that's, you're already dealing with enough depression and difficulty to have your close loved ones kind of put other things, all these other things ahead of your existence. That was difficult. And, you know, I also, as things were getting really bad with Jennifer, I tried to tell people, you know, you need to be here. It's not a given that she's going to be here for much longer. And when people didn't show up, it hurt Jennifer. But ultimately, you know, as time has passed and I've started to really see more of the beauty of our experience, I feel bad that these people missed out on this amazing opportunity to spend any more time with this person that at some point in their life they loved. So, you know, very difficult.
I'd have to say it's got to be difficult for them as well. I'm sure they realize they missed out, because as I said, I have never experienced what you have. I've had other distant people, mm-hmm. but you want to hide from it. And I'm just speaking as probably most of our listeners. I guess you just got to face your fears sometimes and go see the person. The other lesson I'm getting out of today's segment is truly not just when someone is sick, but truly, we all have people in our lives we love, whether it's our kids, a spouse, a family member. Text them today and tell them you love them, because before they do, because this is a fight you didn't plan. This is something that disrupted your life.
Totally. I think one of the greatest lessons that I've walked away from this whole experience with is, like you just said, to tell people I love them and to not wait for something, and just to do it because you do love someone, because we don't know what's coming tomorrow. And that's not to sound, you know, pessimistic. It's more, you know, by embracing this experience and embracing my own mortality, it's really taught me to embrace every moment. So my parents are 86 and 85, and I can't see or talk to them enough and tell them I love them and thank, you know, to thank them, because it's important and it goes such a long way. Something as simple, again, as a text message or a quick phone call or a hug, you know, it's important to embrace every moment.
No, you're saying it as a guy. We have a hard time sharing emotions, and so what you're saying is we all need to listen to this, Lisa.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Angela, everything you're saying, it's so beautiful, and it's so important. You've got to act now. A good friend of mine just lost his wife to melanoma, and he just said it. He just feels like, just like you said, everyone kind of disappeared, and even now he's like, I'd love if someone could just take me out for a meal or bring me something to eat, or it just seems like, oh, well, she's gone now, but there's still so much pain. So you've just really moved me. You're such a beautiful man.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
We're going to run out of time. We're going to have Angela back, because I do want to talk more about the subject. It's something close to me.
Thank you.
But visit his website, mywifesfightwithbreastcancer.com. Long name, but easy to remember. Mywifesfightwithbreastcancer.com. We're going to put the link up as well. Angela, it's a tough conversation. I didn't even know how we're going to get through this today, because I'm getting choked up thinking about it. It's tough, but I think it's something we all need to hear of how to handle it, and I'd like to hear more about it. So thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. See, I'm stuttering this out. I'm sorry. I'm having a tough time here. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.